Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 129, Even Twinkies Can't Decay.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches and a BC leader, welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
Blue Onyx.
Signamot.
And Anvil.
Yeah. Stop, are you going to laugh every time I say that?
Yes.
You see, he's having issue with the French language and being able to pronounce it properly.
That's because it's pronounced ridiculous.
I can pronounce it easily. It's Sega Man. Come on.
Sega Man.
Sega Man.
Yeah, let's do this every single time, guys. It's so funny, I bet.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No.
No.
Fine.
We killed
Sega Man. Come on.
All right, so Valentine's Day has come and go.
Wait,
and
when?
Let's not talk about Valentine's
Day. Yeah, let's not. Screw Valentine's
Day. Did any of us really notice it?
It was Twisted Metal Day for me.
I had to work.
Me too.
Me
and
three.
That was all the lonely nerds that had to come get video games instead of...
No.
Wow.
I had to work at my place, and you had all this gay, retarded husbands and boyfriends showing up at midnight. Can I go see my wife? We're closed. But it's Valentine's Day. We're closed.
No.
But I brought her flowers and candy. That's what you have a home for.
Yeah, and you might have a silencer.
I'm going to call her, and then they come down. Oh, my God! I didn't think you were going to give me anything. Even, you know what? I'm going to put it like this. Even when I'm not single, I hate the holiday.
Yeah, it's a Hallmark holiday.
Actually, no, there is a pretty good story behind it, but...
No, shut up. No, no.
I'm not going to tell
there.
It.
We're not going there.
I'm
no,
just saying,
no.
Yo, these morons can go do it on their own. But to me, as a normal person... Valentine's Day marks one of my, a historical day, actually. Say Valentine's Day Massacre.
Yeah, that's the only good one. Good part about it.
Good bloody time.
Yeah.
Actually, my old history teacher and me went back and forth and commented about it, too.
Fantastic.
Cool.
All right, yeah, so let's get this shit going.
Hey, it's called banter.
Come it's called on. Video games.
Shut up.
Yes.
Yay, video.
You don't know nothing about video games.
You don't know nothing about video games.
I've been playing video games since before you knew what a video game was.
I think Signamot knows more about video games than all of us.
Listen.
As she does a sound cheer.
Yep.
Up until I started working, my job right now, I was the biggest gamer in this room.
My job is video games.
Yes, but before that, I used to work the nightclubs and then go home and play games and drink Red Bull and not sleep for days.
And before my job of video games, I video gamed.
Yes, I've been video gaming.
So therefore, I video game more than you.
No, because I started video gaming at 5.
You think I didn't?
But I lived in video games.
This is a standoff upon standoffs.
Wanna go?
Let's do this!
When she was born, she had an NES controller in her hand.
I mean, that's not exactly true. That'd bring a lot of biological concerns for my mother.
That would be kind of awful. But...
Listen, after I was born, I climbed out of my crib, walked over, and beat the doctor in operation.
That has nothing to do with
that's
video games.
That's not a video game, that's a board game.
Actually, they do have a video game version.
Yeah, now. Woohoo.
Was it alive?
Oh,
when
my
you
God.
Were? I don't think so.
Yeah, I've been playing video games since before.
Oh, shut up.
No, shut up.
No, you shut up.
You are
no. First, we're going to be talking about...
video games? Let's do this.
We're going to be talking about Mass Effect.
Mass Effect 3. 3.
Trace.
4.
27.
Son.
What? Who's your son? You have kids?
Ichi, ni, son. 3. Japanese word for 3. Son.
Kids.
So this is one of like the most anticipated titles of 2012. In fact, when this was being showed off at E3, I couldn't even touch it.
Like, the line was ridiculous. Almost as long as the line for the Wii U. There was like a 6-hour wait to try it.
Yeah, screw that.
So, the demo for this has you play through both the first level and another level where you have to save, what is it called, the Krogan?
Yeah, Krogan, the female Krogan.
Yeah.
Wow. Does anybody want to make a joke about that one?
No.
No. No. No.
Oh, I get it, because it rhymes with his name.
Yes. Shut up and die. Not you, you're good. Him,
crickets,
die.
Crickets.
Yeah,
crickets,
I am good. Crickets, crickets. Because it's my name.
Well, our fans won't get it because they don't know his last name.
So, yeah.
They don't know mine either.
I'm actually currently on Facebook chatting with Mr. Daniel Farrell. I want to congratulate him right now.
Anyway,
he made his pro debut in hockey last night.
Can we add that to a sports
movie? Yes.
Well, he hit me up. Shoot.
So Mass Effect was okay.
Well, before you start the game, you got to customize your character.
That was
I didn't get to do a damn thing.
Well, whose fault is that?
I don't know.
Go
download the demo. I downloaded the demo. It just didn't want to give me the capabilities of customizing the guy. So I just went with the guy that was there.
I chose a girl. I'm sure you're all shocked.
No.
Really?
Yeah. She's cool, though. She has red hair.
You can even...
Wait. You got somebody with, different color hair than, most people are born with? I wouldn't have thought that.
No.
They're called gingers.
Wasn't that color red? And besides, gingers are orange, not red. Yeah. They're an affront to the color red.
Good point.
If you're a ginger.
So
we have a friend that's a ginger.
I'm sorry.
We love her, though.
So not only could you customize a character, but you can also customize their class.
And their past.
Their past, yes.
Make them really messed up in the head.
Yep. Or have them have a life where everything was handed to them.
Or not.
I like a mixture of both.
I like making them as messed up as possible so that they're, super psychologically damaged.
Question.
Did you play this on the Xbox, or did you play it on the PS3?
Xbox.
Xbox.
Oh, okay.
Because
I still couldn't customize the kind of this person.
Because with the Xbox version, you can do voice commands with the Kinect.
Oh. Rub it in, okay? Rub it in. I've got a Kinect.
I have a Kinect, too.
I have a Kinect, too, but I don't have a Xbox.
Once I get a new job, I'm
going
to
buy a Kinect.
You should.
May not.
So, what's cool too is you can design what game mode you want. So, if you want to play more fighting, you can do action where you can decide.
I'm sorry, but what weighs more, you or the drink?
If you like the story more, you can have it set so it's more story driven. You can choose the dialogue. Or if you like it more action-based, you can just choose what sort of actions you want to take. Or if you want the best of both worlds, you can do RPG.
Yeah, roleplay gaming.
Yes. So, in the first level, you have to, escape from planet Earth because the Reapers are attacking. There were, two different types of alien creatures. There was, these creepy little skinny blue dudes. And then there was this big, giant, tumor-filled type of characters.
Maybe he just wanted you to help him, Like you said, he was tumor-filled.
Yeah.
Killed him, didn't you?
Yep. It's just easier
shooting
us.
Maybe they were just aggravated and wanted, somebody to show them some love.
Okay, whatever. So you fight all those guys, and you hop in a ship, and you get reinstated into the military because you're a boss. And then you go and you help some dude pick up, the last female of his race.
So he can have
get
relations.
On.
You forgot about the kid.
Oh, and you still totally... Okay, my theory is that kid's not real, and
it's
like projections of the past, which didn't work so well for my character, because she was a girl, and it was still a little boy. But, maybe she has some changes after the traumatic dances of her past.
Some kind of surgery. In the nether regions. Anyways.
You mean she had her didgeridoo turned into a kangaroo pouch?
What?
Hey.
As Hugh Jackman once put it.
Anyways.
Oh, so now he's blaming on Hugh Jackman.
Okay, cool. So yeah, he did that. And then it's all by Mass Effect. And I'm just meh.
Maybe. I mean, I haven't played the first two games.
I played the first two. I never finished them because I'm really bad with completion.
I'm in the same boat as
you. She's not good with a follow through. But for the most part, I was just joking. High five, everybody. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I mean, when I got to play this, yeah, thanks. Side of my head, that's a hand.
It blew. Why is there a handprint on the side of your head?
I don't know!
Side of mine made a joke, and I said high five everybody, so she high five the side of my head, and, well, I'm going
to okay. Apparently, I got doubled. Anyways, but yeah, with the whole setup and everything like that, I didn't like the third person view.
Really?
It wasn't my setup. I mean, with the switching of the weapons too, that was a pain in the ass.
You know what was the biggest pain ever?
What?
Was the fact that your run and your hide are the same button. And I would try to run down a hallway and all of a sudden I'm hiding behind a freaking chair.
That's what happens when you run into a chair.
I kept getting killed.
I wanted to die.
When you got to the part where they're like, oh yeah, we've got to get the, you know, the female Krogan, blah blah blah, this and that. And of course, they've got the worst setup ever. You have to get to a control panel in order to center to the next thing or something like that, where there's supposed to be multiple people being able to give some kind of setup to say, hey, they can keep going. Mm-hmm. But yep. You get to this point where you're against the wall after getting out of the elevator or something like that, and they got, like, the turrets set up. And the turrets, that was a pain in the ass because I didn't know what you could do with against the turrets and whatnot. So they're like, should go around and, you know, do a...
Yeah, you should just not listen to them.
Yes.
I just sat there and just, once I died like six times, I was like, okay, that's it, I'm going to shoot at him. And then I noticed that there was a little bar above it, and it finally went down, and I was like, okay, just keep shooting. Yeah, so I was kind of upset with that part of the game. I was like, this is kind of stupid, but, you know, I can give it the graphics. Yes. Graphics were okay.
Anyone think that those aliens kind of sort of looked like Abe Sapien from Hellboy? Wow.
Just a 10.
A little, yeah.
That's
wrong.
What?
Actually, I was thinking that they looked more like the aliens from the Star Wars, the second episode, I think, more or less, because of the room when they dropped off.
I refuse to watch that episode.
Whoever they dropped off at the water planet, and like the aliens came up, and they had these weird long necks with the big heads and the eyes. They looked exactly like it. It's kind of like the stereotypical version of, oh, the aliens, the little green men, big brown heads with big eyes. Yeah.
Booga, booga, booga.
Their eyes go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Basically.
I'm not fat anymore. Oh, wait, there it is.
So, does it look like this game will make up for BioWare's mess up of Dragon Age 2?
No.
I bet the person on the top of it who's snorting cocaine would say that, yes. But no. I don't think this will make up for anything, but you know what? It goes to show to the people that are just the horde buyers that will be like, oh, that game's coming out, everybody else is buying it, I'm gonna buy it too and never play it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my feeling on it. They'll just end up selling it later for maybe even cheaper or try to see if they can get money off of people. It's really stupid.
Yeah. But I think it's a pretty damn good demo. I mean, I might rent it. Don't think I'll buy it when it first comes out. Maybe later on when it price drops or if there's a sale. I think I can give this demo maybe about like a 4.5 or 4.6, because very enjoyable. Gave you a good...
Are we on a rating of 5 here?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. That's high praise. It'd be hard-pressed to get a 3 from me.
Okay.
And that's all for customer character customization.
I didn't have any issue with the control scheme.
Oh! I knew how to run and hide!
I am duck behind a chair, because I am the duck.
Did a duck, because he's a duck.
At least somebody got the joke.
I live for puns.
I'm blonde. Anyways. But for the most part, I felt that this was probably a 2... 2 easily, maybe 2.
A 2 out of 5.
I'll give it a 2 out of 5. Because okay. I just don't like it. I'm not a role-play game, you know, type of person. And the whole setup with the gun scheme, I couldn't move through the guns. I agree with Cinemon over here about the fact that when you're trying to slide into a bunker, or some... I call it a bunker because of paintball, but, I mean, more or less into a hiding area, I kept on effing up and going over it. Or otherwise, like, when this big mech friggin' thing came out of nowhere, and you're like... For some reason, it switched directly to my pistol. I don't know why, but it switched directly to my pistol. I'm like, I'm going to take down this big, giant mech with a pistol. That doesn't sound right. No, why? And so I wasted the whole, like, ammo on the pistol just because I could. And then I finally went to the heavier end gun and was able to take it out. after dying 20 times.
Okay.
That's it?
Yeah, I know. So, I was impressed about that.
But so see? Two. 3, 4.5. Different opinions. You might not get
different. Different. Crap.
Yes.
Of crap.
So it might be good?
Yes.
All right, to the duck, it's
possibly
amazing. To the, you know, people that actually know video games.
Meh.
Meh.
I have to tease the duck. If you all haven't noticed, I've been teasing the duck for the last couple weeks.
I think you tease him all the time.
He pissed me off 3 weeks ago, so I'm still making up for it.
Oh, by the way, remember that whole thing where you're talking to Tag about trying to find things that rhyme with anvil?
Oh, Lord. You cannot... No. You cannot have somebody go into a thesaurus, find a way to do it up, and then make up jokes to get back at me.
I didn't make up any jokes.
Yeah, but he made them up.
I made up a song.
No, it doesn't count. Because I do all mine off the top of my head, and it, you guys, you know, ganged up.
You guys need a couple weeks in order to create... never mind. Just,
right.
Just keep
it's
going.
It's been 2 weeks.
And all right, come on, Mass Effect. Like
4 jokes?
All right, next on the list.
Binary Domain.
Binary Domain, from the same people who brought us the Yakuza series, which are not so much gameplay-wise good, but story-wise, fantastic. So, in this game, Binary Domain, you try to save Tokyo from the future, which there's like evil robots, like Terminator-esque.
Yeah.
Basically, Skynet moved to Tokyo and they fucked shit up.
Really?
Could you swear more in that statement, please?
Just you can. I know
anyways.
I could.
So, yeah, this demo. I remain unimpressed.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm not big for shooters. Heartbreaking. But the whole control scheme I couldn't get used to, and it just kept putting, it's like, hey, hit this button to do things, and I swear to God, if I fell down because I was about to die one more time, and my buddy's just like, hey, do you need some help, buddy? Do you want me to come on over there? And I'm like, no, I'm just bleeding here. It's cool. I got this story.
We're taking heavy fire from 300 men. Yeah, sure, just run across everybody.
Just block me with a stick. I'll be fine.
I always love those games that, you know, the person runs out through heavy fire and never dies, but always makes it to you.
Oh, Leroy Jenkins.
The one that healed me the first time, he's literally standing there healing me. There's a guy inside his head shooting him. Doesn't die. Magically.
He's the big guy, that's why.
Yeah, it's because he's the black guy.
He's got a good point there.
It's the,
I went for the diversity hires for mine.
Yes, it's the Ving Rhames guy.
Yeah.
So, the demo had you try out 2 levels, and you got to pick who you wanted to join with you in the first level. In the second level, it was automatic, sadly. Mm. I like the setup here. I'm a big fan of what the studio Ryuga Gotoku does. Like I said, I'm a big fan of Yakuza series. But I feel like maybe this could be good. But maybe this could be bad. I'm kind of on the fence with this demo. I like the robots in there. It was good enough AI, so it wasn't easy, but it wasn't extremely difficult. And what I like, too, is in the full version of this game, you're going to be able to shout out the commands with your headset in 6 different languages.
Interesting.
What the hell, guy?
Well, I figured out when I was playing this, you had the D-pad set up. You know, you were able to kind of press that and tell them to do stuff, but it really wasn't marked out well. So I was kind of, like, sending people to their dooms, inevitably. next to that, you know, I just want to call them Terminators, because that's basically what they were.
Yeah,
they were Terminators. This was basically, if you were able to do it properly, which this game still didn't do it, Terminators, like how they had Terminator Salvation, you know, for that game.
The arcade version, not the con.
I think the arcade version, if they could put that on Xbox for, like, you know, the arcade or something like that, and you could buy one of the guns that you see at the, when you go and play it, like, we have one at the movie theater now, also Fuddruckers or whatever. Oh, I love that gun. But to play the Salvation game, my head wants to explode. Like, it sucks. This game also sucks. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Nope. It's not a flowing game. Yet again, I'm kind of sick of this third-person bullcrap. Although it was able to switch into kind of first-person Right. When you're shooting, you know, like you'd hold down the look down the rail sight. Next to that, I have to agree with her yet again with the whole thing because of the fact when you have to jump on the big, yet again, another big ass robot mech.
Which is weird because I didn't have to jump on top of him. I just kept shooting at him and it.
I shot him with two rocket launchers that didn't do a damn thing but knock his armor off.
You know, you could reload the rocket launcher. There was some more on the other side.
Kiss my ass. F you. Anyways, you hop on top of him, and apparently when it's just like the bot leans one way, you gotta lean the other way and still hold down the trigger while blasting its head because of the fact that they're like, any suggestions on how to kill this robot?
Well, what a coincidence. We were just looking this up.
It's like, wow, fantastic. You gotta shoot it in the head. Oh, doesn't that sound like zombies too? It's the other things that we have to kill is shoot it in the head.
I don't know. That's probably going to work. Just like that.
You know what? I think the only one that didn't do that was the movie with the aliens and the
Predator.
Aaron Eckhart.
Battle Los Angeles.
Battlefield Los Angeles. They did not do that because of the fact that they actually ripped through the alien and found out where the heart was. So they were like, shoot for the chest. Shoot for the chest. Not shoot for the head. So well, I give it to them on that one.
You ready to laugh at this one? I was playing one of those online games at work. And it tells you to shoot the creature in the head, but it's really tall. So I later found out you have to actually shoot it in the knees to make it fall before you can get to where you have to shoot in the head. This was amazing.
And another pointless thing, yet again, from the anvil. Thank you.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about
fucking video game, huh?
But,
screw you. Y'all don't really play demo.
I don't like this game.
I liked it.
I didn't.
So crap.
Okay.
So another 2 out of 3 sucks.
Wow. Let me guess who gave it the good
one. All right, keep going.
Fine. I will give the demo for this a 4.3 out of 5.
Of course he would.
I liked it. I'm used to the Yakuza series. I know what to expect. And what I like about this game, the full version that's coming out, is what you do in this game, your actions will basically change what happens throughout this game. How you treat your fellow soldiers. If you fuck around with them too much, they might go against you and stop helping you. Or if you're helping out more, you'll get more help later on in the game.
So you're more or less saying it's like Army of Two, where when you get to that certain point and you have to make a decision, it could either go with you or go against you.
Right.
Yeah, okay. I don't like it. Because of the fact is it gets to the point where when you're dealing with AI, especially now in games, I don't think we've made AI to the point where they're smart now. Like, they're complete. No. Don't put your finger down. Put your finger down. Okay. So, next, son of a bitch. So, it gets to the point where I don't think the AI is smart enough to get to that point. I mean, when I was playing Army of Two, their setup was, it's supposed to be, you know, a two-person, you know, setup. It's like, one has to help the other to get up to another level or do other things and stuff like that. And when you told the AI to do something, when you didn't have your friend to play with you, the thing would kind of F up and would end up somewhere else and then they would get killed or taken down and you'd have to go save their ass. So it kind of gets annoying to that point where I don't think we've expertly done anything with the AI yet. So is this coming out on actual, like, you have to go to the store and buy it?
Yes.
So there's pit plastic involved?
Yes.
This isn't just going to be a straight download because I feel like this right. should be a straight download. Because
right.
it's just, I don't think it's that good.
What's your rating?
Crap. That's what it is. Crap out of 5. If I could give it a -0, which wouldn't be as respectful right now, fine, I'll give it a 2.5 because it was a little bit better than Mass Effect. I'd give it on that.
Like, I thought it was worse than Mass Effect. I'd give it like a 1.
Yeah, okay, so you could give it a 1, but for the most part, it oil and water again.
Okay. But like I'm used to the Yakuza series. I'm used to what to expect. So I think it might be good.
Okay.
Yes, I know. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the downloadable games that came out this past week is Warp, and I already posted a review for this on the B3 website. Thought it was really cool. Blanc, what were your thoughts on this game?
I hear voices.
Dude, the thing warps into people's asses and explodes them from the inside. That's all I have to say. It's really just... Voomph, boog. But I did get annoyed with this game.
You did?
Yes. Because there was parts where, like, when you had to jump into certain areas, you couldn't always reach the canisters. Like, I felt like, jump into the room, jump into the other thing, but you've got a guy with a shotgun. So I was trying to find other ways to get around it, but it never really happened. But, I mean, I do have to give them from the puzzle aspect of it. It was really cool that way.
Yes.
Because it's like this up and away view, and kind of reminded me of that damn Ghostbusters one that they came out with. It was horrible. But then
the Sanctum of Slime one.
Yes, the Sanctum of Slime, which was you could have the four little fuckers running around and stuff like that in the rooms, but it was, you know, up and away. It wasn't first person, second person, third person. It was, I'm watching TV from afar, and I'm able to see through walls. It's But for the most part, I feel like I could give it at least a 3.8, because it was kind of unique in its own way, playing the demo and whatnot, because it has a, you know, you're able to warp through things, but if you warp into somebody, and there's a guy with a shotgun in the room, you gotta warp the hell out of him as soon as possible, because he's just gonna blow you away with your, you know, alien inside of him.
Yep.
Which kind of sucks, but...
Which is why you're quick, and you gotta warp out, and then warp into the guy with the shotgun.
Yeah, so... It kind of got a little bit annoying with that part, but I have to say the game itself is very interesting. It's, you know, I was intrigued.
Okay. Awesome. Now, you've also got to download, I know this is a game we weren't able to touch on last week, the full version of Gotham City Impostors.
Okay. So, okay. What am I doing again?
You're talking about the full version of it,
I thought. Oh, right. The full version of it is very interesting. It only has three real game aspects to it. First is, you know, the usual team deathmatch, run around, shoot each other.
Which is kind of cool to watch.
It's always fun. It's always fun, you know. It's like Team Fortress, you know. But next to that, there's always the other fun aspect of it. There's the Psycho Wave one or something like that. I can't remember off the top of my head with it. But there's a setup that gives a little propaganda, and you have to get a car battery to it. And you hook the car battery up to it and keep the others away from it. And then it starts projecting into the... If you're on the other team, when that happens, all you're hearing is, "You suck! You should stop playing! Fuck yourself!" You know, basically, it keeps going after you. Like, it makes you feel bad. But
run home to your mom.
Yeah, when you run around, you're like, you're moving your arms like this, and you have to run over to it and whack off the battery. That's just wrong. But you gotta knock the battery off the friggin', you know, psycho thing. So, yeah, that one's always wrong. But next, so the other one is they have one called Fumigator. And it's pretty cool, because what it is you gotta go and there's three fumigators in the whole level. And you have to get to them and capture them. And it's, you know, it puts out the smoke. Usually when you capture it, it puts out green smokes, which is on your side. If you're on the other side and it's captured from the other team, it's red.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as that goes off, you know, if your team's on top of holding it for as long as they could, then the other team loses it because they get gassed out and whatnot. It's pretty fun little game. A lot of, like, hard things to do when you're trying to customize your character. It's hard to customize your character, I want to say, because the fact is you got to keep playing to the point where you earn so much. But also, when you earn a lot, you can unlock more things, like guns, you get guns, contraptions, you kind of have, like, the crappiest version of a bat belt you could possibly have. Like, their way to hook on to stuff is, like, a crappy little, like...
Egg beater?
I don't know, I can't figure out, yeah, it's like an egg beater, you shoot it and hits the wall and you're just sitting there, like, cranking. It's like, Batman would be like, "Dunk! Whee!" You know, he gets pulled along, not, "Oh god, it hurts!" You know. I do have to give him on the wing aspect, that's always fun.
Like the biggest forearms in human history. Those tiny arms.
But yeah, Batman still passes by.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fun little game, you know. Give it a try. I have to give that a 4.2.
It's 4.2 out of 5. I was kind of disappointed for a 1,200-point Xbox title.
Yes, a little bit disappointed, but...
It only has three different game modes, not counting
the training.
Training.
Yeah.
So basically, if you played the beta, you've almost played the whole game.
Yeah.
And the beta sucked.
Well, is that what you felt about it, really?
Yeah.
She kept on dying.
I want my Xbox.
Let's not go back there.
Oh, no. Do I have to keep you from killing him now?
Stop.
Dead.
Sweet. So next was the
Star another beta. Starhawk.
PS3 beta. Screw that.
PS3 sucks.
It kind of does.
I still want one.
I'm not going to be lamenting my lack of this game with my Xbox. Put it that way. So it's just like another, like, oh, go kill each other. I'm not big on team deathmatch type
things. I'm kind of tired of these online multiplayer betas as well. I wish they would, if they give you a beta, they should at least give you, like, a cool demo single player aspect of the game.
Like, I don't play well with others. Like, I just want to go do things sometimes.
I play well against others. I don't play well with others because some of the others are kind of...
Well, I don't do either. I don't play well with or against others. I just want to play the game. Like, I don't care about... I don't want another person's aspect changing my impressions of a game.
Like,
so this...
If it's like a sports title, a racing title...
Well, that's why I just don't play those.
But when you're doing a shooting game, you want to be... You know, I prefer story modes.
I don't really do shooting. Well, except story modes of some shooters are nice. Like, at times I can admit, I've gotten kind of frustrated playing my beloved Halo multiplayer... But I love the story mode. Mm-hmm. So, you know...
I mean, I always loved Splinter Cell and Metal Gear Solid, but...
You know. See, yeah. With me, I feel like when you buy the game and stuff like that, when I played Call of Duty, Battlefield, anything along those lines...
Any of your
lines,
9 million games.
Yeah, any along those lines. It seems like when those people have been waiting in line for that game and stuff like that, they bought the game for the multiplayer.
Yep.
As soon as I buy the game, I pop right into the story. Everybody keeps. All I see is bloop 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 bloop. You're invited to play multiplayer. Play multiplayer. I'm like,
no,
I'm not playing multiplayer. I'm beating the game before, so then when I get on the actual thing, I know how it feels. I know how it moves. Even though there's some kind of, you know, supposed, it doesn't move as fluid as a game because of the fact you're playing with other people around the world. But
some of them. Who have modded controllers.
Yes, or have done some kind of weird hacking or something along those
Which
lines.
Which is not as common as everyone claims.
It's not an excuse, but
modded controllers and hacks onto systems is so hard. Are you kidding? Come on. No, you're just not that good. Don't sit there and be like, they're hacking! No,
I will admit, I'm not that good at first-person multiplayer.
God, the next time I hear that from someone, I just... No.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll never forget watching the time that Blue was playing one of the games and somebody actually found one of the glitches. And was hiding
inside
of a rock.
Hiding inside of the walls and shit.
Oh, yeah. There's always the occasional, like, that guy found this one little bug and is exploiting it. Yeah, sure.
Son of a bitch.
Well, one of them, I'll never forget laughing because Blue's standing there right about to snipe somebody and the dude pops up from inside of a rock. Ting, ting. And then you see him go back inside the rock. It's like... I'm like, dude, I know I've been up for like 20 hours, but did he just go into
just
a rock?
Did that happen?
Yes.
Did it?
Yes, it just happened. The beta of this, just quickly talk about it. There was two multiplayer modes so far. There was Capture the Flag, and then there was Team Deathmatch. There's also
crack.
Two other modes. There's regular Deathmatch, and something that I have no idea what the hell it means. ZNS.
ZNS.
Do you know what that means?
For what? Maps?
Maybe it's zombies.
Gameplay? Zombies Extremes?
I don't know. I don't know what ZNS stands for. But...
Zombie. No survivors.
There you go.
I'm a genius.
Brilliant!
So,
I want Dennis. Give me beer!
We're not at your house, so we can't drink like we did last week.
No.
Anyways, but yeah... the part with, like, where you could call down support and, like, build stuff was kind of cool. Like, it built, like, a sniper tower and, like, did a couple pops on that. Built, like, one of those mech things, had no idea what the hell to do with it, so I just kept dying because it would blow me up before I could figure out the controls, which was kind of infuriating.
And the jeep. You can call up a jeep and then...
And you can make a wall to, like, be like, haha, screw you guys, I'm hiding on a wall. Stuff like that was cool. But then, you know, you just freaking die. All the time. And I did like the, like, choose your own respawn via, like, dropping in a shuttle where you can direct it if, like, I don't want to be there after all. I'm going to go this way.
No, it's like Section 8.
Huh?
Section 8 had there's a game called Section 8. Yeah, I've heard they had it set up so when you drop down, your guy was basically in his armor set up, and he could come down, and then when you needed him to stop, he would just put out this kind of parachute, you know, set up and then land down and stuff like that and be in battle. So you could pick where, pick as long as there wasn't a jammer in the area, you could land down where you wanted to. So it kind of sounded like that.
Nice.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. So that part was nice.
Now, is it me, or did the graphics in this game kind of look like the Tron-like level in Saint Rose 3?
I'm tripping out, man.
I would not agree.
Not agree?
No.
Denied. You suck again.
But, I mean, that's an opinion. I wouldn't really go there.
I mean, it was kind of glitchy. That's what I was going with. The glitchy one.
Oh, you mean because of the fact that they made fun of it in the glitch? Yeah, okay.
Yes. Right,
I got him on that one.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, just literally graphics-wise.
No,
like,
no, what? No,
that
no.
makes no sense.
No, no.
Not at all.
Like, your character turns into a toilet for some reason, and then a blow-up doll, and then...
Yeah.
Which is funny.
Yes.
Which was funny, but whatever.
That
I
was
mean,
on purpose.
Not really. It was a bit, but...
Yeah. I got...
still a beta, you know?
I know. Like, I
there's a difference between beta and demo, because demo is just, like, you're trying out the game. The beta, they're still working on it, and they're trying to get feedback so
right.
that they can improve it.
So... this game could be getting better.
It could be.
Later on. It could not. I mean, it's supposed to be a sequel to this game called Warhawk, which has still got a pretty good following on Sony. Mm-hmm. So, who knows? I mean, this could be a fun game. It could wind up sucking. But I'm just curious to see what the single-player aspect is going to showcase.
Yeah.
So, I think that's about it for video games at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, why don't we talk about movies? And I think this is the part where Senya Monta's earmuffs, because she does not want to hear about this film.
It's cool. I'll be okay. Better not. Just don't give away the ending and I'll be fine.
But the ending was awesome.
Don't ruin it for our listeners either. Who like? They're not going to go see it if they know the ending.
Yes.
Can always wait for DVD. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. This is actually a pretty good movie.
It is.
This is,
so you should tell them the title, too.
It is called Ghostwriter Spirit of Vengeance. Even though the fact that there was a first official Ghostwriter movie, this is basically a setup.
It's a reboot.
It's a reboot. It's like, what the F? Because, alright. So just to go over, just so you can understand the first movie, so because, you know.
I never saw the first
movie. She never saw the first movie.
But I heard it was
understand,
terrible.
To, yeah, it is kind of cheesy. It is kind of cheesy, but.
You man in my ear.
Okay, so, yeah.
So, from the first movie, right, what you're dealing with is, I mean, he's like Johnny Blaze, correct?
Yes.
Sorry, Johnny Blaze.
So, yeah, I'm Johnny Blaze.
Johnny Blaze.
He was a motorcycle daredevil.
Yeah. And from the concept of this is, you know, it shows him, you know, he's older, and he's jumping like, he went and jumped field goal post to field goal post, you know. That's how ridiculous he was, even though, he like, when he landed, he just slams against the wall, and he gets it, like, after, like, 5 minutes, he gets back up and walks away like it's nothing.
And then
you know?
He always talking about how he did this weird jump where he pulled his ass out and mooned the entire crowd.
Yeah, because this is the new movie on that one. The old movie was jump the field goals, you know, but then like the new movie is talking about like basically doing a Travis Pastrana where you did a double backflip. Well, actually, his was a backflip 360 while hanging his ass out and mooning people at the same time.
And
which
they show
also
a cartoon version
they
of
show. This is the thing, they show a cartoon version of it. It's kind of like. They went into an animation, which, okay, I kind of give it on that fact that they had an animation kind of, like, aspect to it, which was cool. But it was kind of funny that way. But in the original, like, when they're explaining how he became the Ghost Rider, like, he dealt with, like, when his dad was, like, kind of like a big star, but not really. They were like a traveling circus.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the little, you know, crappy little ramps, and he had to jump through a hoop of fire. Woohoo! You know, like, and I guess he, you know, his father got really, really sick. And I can't remember if it was like cancer or something along those lines because he smoked like a friggin' chimney. I think it was that. But for the most part...
you think?
For the most part, there's this whole thing where, you know, he's the father's on the deathbed, and he's just about ready to go. And Johnny walks out, and he's... bitching and crying, and this guy comes up to him and says, do you want your father to live and all this other stuff? Here, sign this contract. And he had to sign it with blood. Of course, lo and behold, it's the devil. So, in the old one, he goes, yes, I saved my dad, blah, blah, blah. I've got this really hot girl, you know, all this other stuff. And his father goes to do a jump the next day. Like, he's like, I feel great. He does a small little jump, and he ends up dying. So the devil goes back on his word about it and everything like that, and his dad ends up dying anyways. That's the way the devil works anyways.
Yeah.
So then, you know, if you got to see the first movie, you see how it goes. He's, you know, he's doing the real big dirt jumps because of the fact that, you know, he's invincible, basically.
Yeah.
Until the devil comes back and says, I need you to take care of something. And that's when he turns into the Ghost Rider. This one is like, they went into the whole aspect of, he did those, you know, tricks and stuff like that, and he wanted his father to live, and he signed the blood on it. But that was because of the aspect that his dad was a daredevil. They didn't go into anything about his dad being a daredevil. They didn't go into anything like that. So it was kind of right. Like, that was, it was short story. It was just like brushed off to the side. And they were like, let's get to the movie.
Yes.
So when getting back into the regular movie, they kind of start off with the priest there. I'm trying to remember his name off the bat, out of the top of my head, but he's been in so many movies lately. He was in Thor. He was like the guardian of...
Oh, Idris Elba. Elba.
Yeah.
Idris Elba.
Idris, yeah. So, Idris Elba is playing this priest and whatnot. I guess he loves wine and he speaks French because he keeps running around screaming Merde.
Yeah, he played Moreau.
Yeah. Yeah, Moreau, thank you. Mm-hmm. So, him playing as that... He's trying to save this mom and son that apparently, you know, I guess the mom made a deal with the devil and she had his kid or something like that. And this is basically the Antichrist that they're trying to stop.
Oh.
So it gets to that point.
That part's in the trailer.
Yeah, it's in the trailer, exactly. So it's not like I'm giving it away or anything like that. But it goes through, you know, the story just keeps going on. It didn't feel like it was dragging. No. There was funny parts, you know.
Well, it's from the same guys who did Crank.
That, I also have to give it to him, because I saw, like, a whole making of this. You know, if you were on Xbox, you were able to see kind of, like, a making of this, or also it popped up on a couple of my movie channels, too.
Right.
These guys, as directors, are also the camera guys. They are knucking futs. That's basically what I'm
putting. You can't ruin the opening, but there's, in the opening...
No, actually, it's in the trailer. That's in the trailer, too.
The shooting part?
Yeah, the guy. Okay, let's put it this way. When you watch the trailer, there's this part where you see Moreau hit, you know, the bike tire pops. He hits the side of the thing, and he's going off the cliff, and he's firing the gun. This part, when you actually see the making of it, I was just like, what the hell are they thinking? Because there's parts like when they're actually filming that part where they show him going, you know, through this way... They show up from the side view. All you see is there's that guy, there's the guy holding the camera, and they're moving all at the same time while he's firing the gun. And then they stop it, and they go, stuntman, director. Stuntman, director. And you're like, wait, hold on, that is the director. Holy crap! So basically the director is putting himself in danger. Like, even when they were doing, like, a stupid little, like, motorcycle, the scene when they were doing wheelies, stoppies, all this other stuff... They were hanging on the back of the motorcycle with the camera on rollerblades. I mean, how badass of a director. He's like, he's just wearing, you know, he's cool. He's like wearing, like, you know, a stocking cap and stuff like that. I'm like, where's your helmet? He's got knee pads on, he's got the skates. You don't have a helmet or wrist guards on. He's just like, la 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 la, cameras! I know how to do this! You know, and he's going around everywhere. So I have to give it on that aspect because the camera angles... were flawless. They were really freaking good. I have to say that was probably the best thing about the movie was the interactions between cutscenes and cartoon animations and how they did, you know, Nicolas Cage as the badass monster Ghost Rider. Mm-hmm. Although, I felt with the Ghost Rider this time, he had some weird twinge with his neck. Like, the other Ghost Rider was like, ah! This one was like, you know, like... He's like, what's wrong with your neck? Grab people. Hurry. You know, kind of thing like that.
It burns when it pees.
Yeah. Actually, there is a funny explanation about that
one.
You
can't ruin that part for her.
No. It is in the thing. He goes,
everywhere. Yeah.
He goes, how does it feel like when you piss? He's like, it's kind of funny. It's like a flamethrower. And it shows Ghost Rider going, and he looks behind him like, you know, so it's kind of creepy, but yes, it's also funny because, yeah, that was in the trailer, so we can give you that one. But for the most part, I felt the movie was done very well with the recording. Still feeling the story was just a little bit weak. Just a tad. But I felt like the Knights, because of the fact that it said Marvel Knights on it, it kind of like made me scratch my head like, wait a second, I don't remember it saying that on the other movie. So then I figured, oh, look, it's a kind of a mini reboot. So nobody from the original movie was in it besides Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
So.
And I loved how it like kind of ended, which I'm not going to ruin it for you. But the way the change happened?
Yes. The change is very good. I feel because of the fact that there is a story behind it. Don't want to ruin it, but it does has a really good... That aspect of the story is fine. Perfectly fine with that.
Because they actually explain how... Because we all know that he has a demon.
He's a demon in it.
They explain how the demon came to be in the movie.
That's cool.
Which, we're sitting there watching, and it was a really cool graphic. We're like...
I can kind of give a little bit of that.
No, that's not ruining it at all.
Okay,
no more.
Well, all right, so, duck after so what do you feel on the rating?
4.6.
Okay.
Nice.
I'll have to agree. Yeah, 4.6, 4.5, somewhere around there.
Now, I'll give it one of these two directors is going to go out and do a Twisted Metal movie.
Yes!
I'm going to wait in line right now.
So it's going to be very interesting to see if he will do... the exact same directing techniques they did with this movie, with that one.
I think he's gonna go break your toilet.
He might.
Well, I'm actually.
Oh, he's getting hand lotion.
Well, I didn't say that because I went on the show, and it's not for that. I have a burn on my wrist that's getting dry.
Okay.
Masturbation for the most part. So. Let's go on your aspect because what we did this weekend was we were like. We were kind of in a split decision here, and we're like, I want to see Ghost Rider. I never saw Ghost Rider in the first part.
So
we kind of went, I've got an idea. We split it and killed two movies with one,
with one sitting.
Me and Doc went to see This Means War, which is the new romantic comedy they put out this Valentine's Day. But it's not just a romantic comedy because there was tons of action and like stuff explodes and like people die and there's like guns and stuff and like car chases. And I'm like, yeah, awesome.
And it's from Mick G, who did the last Terminator movie and the Charlie's Angels films.
Okay. Yeah, and the cast was excellent. I have been on and off with Reese Witherspoon, but she totally killed it in this one. The two main guys, Chris Pine and Tom Hardy.
Chris Pine, a.k.a. Mr. Kirk.
Captain Kirk from Star Trek.
Captain Kirk versus...
The new Bane.
So
I
prefer
him in Warrior. Come on.
Okay, fine. Warrior.
I liked him in Inception.
Yes. That too?
Yep. So, some good actor.
You gotta think a little bit bigger.
I really liked Chelsea Handler as her friend.
That was a riot.
Oh my god.
I was actually surprised with some of the stuff they were talking about in this movie.
Oh my god.
Giving it a PG-13.
I know. Like, I... Wow.
Holy cap. He was in here?
Yes.
Bill Swagger?
Yes, he's the villain in this film.
Yep. Because there's the whole, like, the romance of the two guys trying to get the girl, and then there's also the subplot of, like, this evil guy trying to kill both of the guys because they killed his brother. It's very funny.
And took his money.
Well, not really. They didn't take his money.
They took his money and went, woo!
They stole the weapon, and all the money went everywhere. But whatever.
So Reese Witherspoon has to choose between Foster and Henson.
What?
And well, that's the character's names, Foster and Henson. And Lauren Scott is Reese Witherspoon's character's name.
That's FDR.
FDR Foster.
FDR Foster, see?
Oh, what do you know? They never refer to him by his last name in Farr's argument. It's always just FDR and Tuck. I always go by first name, sorry.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
That's
wasn't
what I was thinking when I was watching this movie.
See, that's pimping right there. Yo, he going for Reese Witherspoon.
But yeah.
So they try to one up one another using the CIA spy FBI. Techniques.
I got a question.
Yes.
Well, is this basically like the live version of Mad TV Spy vs. Spy?
Kind of. No. Although that would have been awesome.
Oh.
That sounded...
But it's cool, because they both, like, they do recon to figure out what she likes, and then try and plan, like, the perfect dates, because they agree not to say anything to her that they know about each other.
Yeah.
And they just try and make her choose them, which is really cool.
Right.
The ending, because, you know, she has to pick one, and to be honest, it's a little predictable when you start watching it and be like, ah, this is going to happen, and she's going to choose that one. And the whole time I was like, no, don't do that, because that's so stereotypical, and that one's, like, not as good, but, like...
You can ruin
and
it.
Then damn you, Hollywood, damn you!
And then the... And then the two plots somehow come together as one. And then...
Yeah, it's cool. Like, she finds out they're actually spies, and she gets angry, but then she's all of a sudden not angry, because, you know, she gets kidnapped, and they're like, oh my god, we have to band back together, because the whole time they're like, man, I can't believe you're doing this, we're supposed to be best friends. It's really funny.
So, how awkward was it when they did that whole scene from the trailer where they're like, dude, I've got this girl, man. You got this girl? You got a girl, too? I got a girl. Yeah, you, dude, let's see it at the same time. They flip the little crap computers and they're like...
No, I really like her. So they're both like, well, I really like her. They're like, well, I really like her. It's just like, all right. Ground rules. Gentleman's agreement. They're like, all right, we'll just do this. We won't tell her. We won't get in each other's way, and we both just won't sleep with her, which totally goes to hell.
Yeah. Was it a gentleman's kiss?
That's so creepy.
A kiss. You shared a kiss. You shared a moment. Was it magical?
What the?
How about the other trailer part that I saw that's kind of most memorable? He's you know, she goes in the other room for a second, and he gets shot in the
head. Oh my god. So they're both like, she's like, they hear the various surveillance that she's going to try and sleep with them to decide which one's better, right?
Yes.
And so they just ruin the moments. One brings her back to his apartment and has all the candles lit, so the guy floods his apartment, sets off the sprinkler, so that kills that. The other guy brings her back to his apartment, puts on the music, all this. She goes into another room for a second. Sniper shoots a little trank dart into his net. He just falls right asleep. She's like, really?
And I like how they did that with the Sabotage song.
Yeah.
It's, oh my god, it's so bad.
Yeah. It was good. Overall, I liked it. It wasn't just your... It's like the romantic comedy that, like, girls could drag their boyfriends to, and then the boyfriend be like, oh, I kind of enjoy this. All right.
It's like the Robot Chicken skit of Sex and the City 3.
What the?
The biggest problem was, you know, she totally gets it on, totally doesn't get it off. You know?
Aww. So, with This Means War, we got IMDb at 6.2, so that's respectable, I guess, more or less.
Yeah, that's like a 3.1 out of 5.
Was 7, usually 7 is like, that's a good movie, you gotta go watch that, it's 7.
Fallout.
See?
I give it a solid, like, 4. I know.
She was higher than a 2, what?
I would
things
agree
exploded,
with this.
People died.
Oh, the explosions automatically make it a 3.
Yeah, there was at least there was at least 2 car explosions. Oh. There's many just like flat out just like, oh, stuff's going down. Just whip the guns out. Just kill everyone.
You haven't noticed that most Michael Bay movies automatically become a 4 just because of explosions?
Well, yeah. You see, the difference between Michael Bay and McG is I feel like McG has a certain sort of style to his action, whereas Michael Bay is just like, let's just have thousands of explosions everywhere at once.
That's a good question. You watch Bad Boys 2.
Yes.
Would that movie have been any more awesome without all those explosions?
That and Dead Bodies.
If it had more style to it.
I mean, hell, if Transformers didn't have all the explosions, I probably would have never even watched it.
Bad Boys 2, he had a car on fire, dragging behind a truck, taking out vehicles.
With Ghost Rider going, yeah!
But also, next to that...
Where did Ghost Rider come from?
I don't know.
Because Bad Boys and Ghost Riders...
But
I have to agree with the Transformers 5 because of the fact that if they were just doing what the old, like, Transformers cartoon was, they're like, pew, pew, oh, God, you got me, I'm not dead yet, you know. Or somehow they pop up later, like, I thought you died. Nope, I'm fine.
But, I'm to Metabot. Yeah.
So better than the third Transformers movie, though.
I still have yet to see this, and I will, if I have to, I will do that to Underworld, the new Underworld movie. If I have to, I will duct tape myself down to a couch and force myself to watch it. Because I will just have to watch it and scream.
You and me could do it like we watched that other horrible movie.
What?
Both sit down to watch and tell each other whoever gets up first gets punched.
Well, there's always that too.
Yeah.
I can still run away faster than you, fatter.
You think you can make those stairs before I grab your ankle and drag you down face first?
Possibly. Okay, so what's your rating for this movie?
Well, I think I'm going to just go teeny bit lower, 3.8 out of 5. I mean, granted, it's not going to be one of those movies I'm going to rush out and buy. It's maybe it'll be a bargain bin buy for me sometime in the future, but
40 years down the road, he buys it for $2.
I could have got Demolition Man for that much the other day. I know. I can't believe I messed up. I missed out on that sale.
I enjoyed the film. It was a lot better than the 1-star rating the Boston Globe gave it.
Yeah, I've been seeing terrible reviews for this, and I don't understand why, because it doesn't deserve that. It was way better than that.
Mm-hmm. So. Critics just don't understand our opinions.
Well, technically, we are critics.
Older critics don't understand our younger critic opinions.
Well, you are older than everybody else in this room.
Well, sucks for the old guys. Because yeah, I enjoyed my movie.
Yep.
I enjoyed mine.
Okay, so, Anvil. Take a deep breath.
Mostly quiet, man.
It's finish time yourself. To talk about spoons.
Okay,
Spooge? Did you say Spooge? You were going to talk about Spooge. You were going to say Spooge. You were going to say Spooge instead of sports.
I think I had
Screw
it.
Screw you.
Sports.
You're watching way too much hentai, you fucking whore.
I don't watch hentai.
Okay, good. All right, so next. Sports? Anybody? Sports. You got to talk about sports. You have to. There's got to be something with sports.
Strike a pose.
She's boogieing over here. I'm right. So sorry.
No pictures.
Can you just do sports? There's a lot of crap going on.
I don't know if I'm ready for this. All right, yesterday, after 19 years in Major League Baseball, Tim Wakefield announced his retirement. He's been with the Red Sox since 95.
You know, back in the non.
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually pretty close, part of his retirement, to being the all-time wins leader for the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk about whether or not he'll go to the Hall of Fame now. There's a lot of talk about his number being retired. That's not our decisions.
It's going to be a while until they retire his number, I have to say.
We'll see what
Isn't happens. It usually like 5 years they have to wait?
No, that's the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
But... You know, I know a lot of people are like, you know, thank God and stuff like that, whatever. But I have a more personal connection with Wakefield.
Here we go.
When I was 9, my father took me to my very first Red Sox game back in 95. First year manager was Kevin Kennedy. Playing first base was everybody's favorite, Mo Vaughn.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I went to his hitting camp.
I think we all went to his hidden camp.
I never went to his hidden camp.
Neither did I.
Okay. So we get there and we found out that, you know, the guy we were supposed to see pitch, who I'm not going to mention his name, because, you know, I still wish I could have seen him pitch. But
Does it begin with an R?
Yes, but I did see him pitch as a Yankee, but I never got to see him pitch in our uniform. But out comes this young pitcher by the name of Tim Wakefield. He got called up from AAA due to two pitchers getting hurt, and he went 14-1 that year with a 1.95 ERA. And all these years later, I got a chance to watch basically all 15 years of his Red Sox career. And it was basically magical.
And he was with the Red Sox basically for all those years.
He played almost four of his years with Pittsburgh, and then he came to us, and he's been with us for 15 years. From 95 all the way until now.
Because when you said the 17 years, I assume the first 2 years were with, what was it called?
No, he left Pittsburgh to come to us.
Oh, okay.
Because they cut him. Now, the whole story of Tim Wakefield is he was a shortstop. Never pitched before, and he was told, kid, you're never going to make it to the big show. As a shortstop, he learned from the Negroes how to throw a knuckleball, and the rest is history.
Did he learn from Satchel Paige? No, he didn't. So he's not that good.
Satchel Paige wasn't a knuckleballer.
Yes, he was.
The Negroes are Hall of Fame knuckleballers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he announced his retirement, and it's kind of upsetting. And now they're talking about whether or not Jason Veritek are going to follow in on that one, and I think it's going to be heartbreaking as well to watch Veritek retire too. But we'll always have the memories. And it was really cool because I got to meet Tim Wakefield and he autographed a baseball for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people may think it's dumb. But a boy never forgets his first, you know, pro baseball game with his dad. And this was the guy that was on the mound that day.
I remember mine. It was the damn Angels, and we lost. The damn Angels.
Actually, we won because of Movon. That's the reason I mentioned him in that little sentence, because he got a home run in the game.
Yeah.
And Wakefield pitched a really great game, so you're going to be missed. You know, I'll always still look for you walking out to that mound and watching the look on the Yankees' faces, especially Derek Jeter when that knuckleball would just bottom out on him. He's like, what the hell?
Ghost ball!
It was magical. Now I'm hoping next week I don't have to announce Jason Varitek, because, you know, I'll be in an even worse mood.
Well, Tim Wakefield can move on to become, like, a pitching coach.
He won't show up for the next show if, you know.
Yeah, but same thing with Varitek, though. He could become a coach working with the young catchers and stuff, but it's different watching him play. But I think everybody who's a true sports fan remembers the days when some of their favorites retired. Teddy Bruschi, Rodney Harrison, Magic Johnson. We all remember that speech. You know, when Wayne Gretzky and Bobby Orr hung it up.
Larry Bird, Robert Parrish.
And they broke up the big three. And, you know, even, you know, somebody like me who watched more, you know, a lot of Bruins growing up, you know, Phil Esposito, Johnny Busick, Pye McKenzie, you know, Jerry Cheevers. These were the guys. Terry O'Reilly. So I think it's, you know, just bigger for us. And, you know, I know me and Blue have been watching sports for a very long time.
Hey, we're old.
Hell, dude, we've watched sports from other countries while drinking.
Yeah, we're watching rugby. That was pretty fun.
No, I'll never forget.
Oh, no, he's going to mention it now. You are going to mention it. The one right in my head, and it hurts.
Wait, I'm not sure if it's the same one, but me and
it's him... It's the one when we were when I blacked out.
Okay, yes, here we go. So, me and him, we were drinking one night, watching the World Baseball Classic. U.S. was playing. It was cool. We both, fell asleep when we woke up.
It was like, what was it? U.S. versus Dominican.
Yeah, and it was like the third inning, and we wake up,
and
it says the fifth inning, so we're just sitting there watching it, and we're like joking back and forth, it's like, oh, you know, we must have, you know, fallen asleep for like 10 minutes, and then finally, like, 2 minutes later, we look at each other, how come the uniforms look different? Here's the fifth inning of the next game.
And it got to the point where I said, God damn it, man, how is USA losing to the Dominicans? We created the fucking game. And it was, what was it, Japan versus
Korea?
And I was just like, and you're like, dude, it's the next game. And I, I just went right back to sleep.
Because I looked, I'm like, how come our entire team looks Asian? And, you know, that was just fun. It was actually St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it was St. Patrick's Day about 2 years ago.
Because we, you know, neither one of us had work that night. It was like a Friday night, and I brought over like a half gallon of Jack, and we killed the thing.
We were just like, bink, my turn, bink, my turn.
And then we were trying to beat each other with double and triple shot. But, you know, it's those sports moments that you never forget. And that's how, you know, we learned who Daisuke Matsuzaka was and things like that.
Yeah.
But sports would give us some great memories, heartbreak, and those people that you want to tell your kids about for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just like when Varitek. Now, I want to share you guys my favorite moment ever of Jason Varitek for 1 second.
Punching someone in the face.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Red Sox versus Yankees. Alex Rodriguez gets hit by the pitch, and he tries to go after him. Varitek gets his way. A-Rod pushes Varitek in the face. Obviously, you see both fists come and slam A-Rod right in the face. It was magical.
Yes, very magical.
Beautiful. Very beautiful.
So I'm going to move on from that part, and, you know, I'm really running short on time. So
our fans agree. Best Varitek moment ever.
There we go. Yes. Our fans are awesome. We love fans!
Yeah!
They're awesome-ish.
I have to say I loved when Pedro did the karate toss on the
Don Zimmer. Don Zimmer.
He's just like, my God!
And then he watches his fat little body roll.
Weevils wobble, but they don't fall down.
We're talking about greatest pitching moments. Oh, man.
But after this one, that's it.
Yeah. Nolan Ryan hits a batter. The batter charges him, and Nolan Ryan throws that nasty right, connects with the jaw, and drops. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Okay, so I'm going to move on real quick. Bruins, they lost last night.
Son of a bitch!
Trade deadline's coming up. There's a few names being thrown around. We'll see what happens. I'm not going to get too much into them. And
no!
The Celtics lost two in a row.
Son of a bitch!
Yes, I know. So I'm not going to hit too much more on this. We have some upcoming MMA events that I do want to announce. Mm-hmm. On March 17th, down in at the Jungleplex, Plymouth, Mass.
Plymouth.
Cage Fighting Extreme. We'll be holding the St. Patrick's Day fights. Come on down.
St. Patrick's Massacre.
With me and Blue. Also, TPS has Matt Daugherty fighting for the amateur title.
Is there another TPS guy?
And Soap Am is making his amateur debut. So, we'll be down there.
He's a slippery fucker.
Yes. Also, March 31st at the Ice Center, Salem, New Hampshire. Come on down. There's going to be some great fights for Century Fighting.
Or if yourself, come on up.
Yes. Main event will be former UFC fighter Marcus, the Irish hand grenade Davis, versus former Bellator standout Matt Sungley.
Yeah.
So come on down for that one.
It's going to be awesome.
And also, okay, I know I'm throwing a lot at you guys. April 13th, AFO, Night of Champions. Great fights. As I know right now, there's supposed to be 12 title fights in one night. Mm-hmm. There will be Ricardo Georges from TPS fighting as well. So come on down. AFO. It's going to be at the Holiday Inn Event Center in Mansfield. If anything needs to be changed, I will be putting it up really soon. You'll hear more from us. So let me get off that and let's end this show.
All right. So remember, visit our website, b3crew.com, for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. If you have any questions, comments, anything you want us to talk about, you can reach us at TheBastards at BostonBastardBrigade.com. I'm on Twitter at King_Baby_Duck. Anvil's on at Anvil63. There's a fake Blonic account. And there's also Signamontz, if you can remember how to spell it.
Which you want? Don't worry, we'll put it up on Facebook, because we got it ourselves on Facebook. We have both the magazine and also the regular post set up, so you can find us out on there. We've been putting up a lot of stuff lately. So you can check us out that way, actually comment, tell us what's going on. Shut up, yo!
I need a favor from Blue when we're done.
I'm not a whore! Go and check us out on Facebook. All you have to do is type in Boston Bastard Brigade at the top, or, it's just getting to the point where we're trying to make it easier and easier every time you go on there. All right, your turn.
Check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood. Also check out Geekagro, The Vagabonds, Matt the Ward.
Japan Files.
Japan Files.
Say one. Just pick
Come
one.
Come on, throw one in.
Just throw one in.
Game Hounds.
Yes.
Gaming Angels.
Ah.
The Married Gamers.
Ah.
The guy with glasses. Also check out TPSMMA.com. Go show our guys some love.
Homeboys.
TPS is actually currently down in Philadelphia working with a gym that we'll be taking over as a new
team. I want my goddamn Philly cheesesteak, Mike. You freaking stole it, you asshole.
Crew, hide it from Mike and bring us some cheesesteaks, please.
Well, I'll give you $20.
Yo. But if we're gonna pay $20, we want you to go to Tony Luke's.
Yep, Tony Luke's.
Alright, so that's just about it. Thanks everybody for joining us.
Yes. Are
awesome.
Alright, so until next week, this is King Baby Duck,
Neuronic,
Sigmon,
and Anvil.
Reminding you, you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard,
but it's your house!
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are the bastards.
Yay.
And Twinkies are yummy.
Very yummy.